谢主，今天还给我们这样一个机会。
We thank the Lord for still giving us an opportunity.
能够站在这个地方和弟兄姊妹有交通。
That I can still stand here and fellowship with you.
实在是满心欢喜。
My heart is filled with joy.
也是满心感谢。
And filled with thanksgiving.
谢谢我们的恩主，这样恩待我们。
I really thank our gracious Lord for being so good to us.
我要和弟兄姊妹所交通的一个题目。
Today the topic that I will share with you.
就是神永远的旨意和器皿。
It is the eternal purpose of God and the vessel.
虽然是这个题目很大。
Sounds like a very big topic.
求主恩待我，给我那个简洁的话语。
May the Lord give me very concise words.
能够把这两件事情都说得清楚一点。
So that I can express these two matters clearly.
虽然是两件事情
，Even though they seem to be two matters，
这两件事情啊是发生关系的
，But they are closely related，
非常密切的关系
，And they're very closely related。
若不是神永远旨意的话
，If there is not a purpose of God，
神就不需要有器皿
，Then he doesn't need vessels。
就是因为神有永远的旨意
，Because he has a purpose，
所以神需要器皿
，That's why he needs vessels。
这两件事情都是彼此相关的
，And they're connected。
我们研读几处圣经。
And let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
头一处圣经就是在哥罗西书第一章。
First one is found in the first chapter of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章
Book of Colossians chapter 1
第九节
verse 9
一直到第十一节
We'll read from verse 9 to 11
还是请我们大家一起来读
And let us read together
因此
For this reason we also from the day we heard of your faith and love do not cease praying and asking for you to that end that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding so that you will walk in the manner worthy of the Lord and please him in all respects bearing fruit in every good work and growing from the true knowledge of God strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory unto all endurance and long suffering with joy
欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容我们再读以弗所书第一章
We'll continue to read the book of Ephesians chapter 1
还是从第九节读起
Also from verse 9
一直到第九节、十节两节圣经。
We'll read verse 9 and 10.
或者
He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intentions which is purposed in him with a view to administration suitable for the fullness of time. That is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
再读第二类的圣经
And then we'll read scriptures to the, about the second matter.
耶利米书第十八章
Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18.
第一节到第六节。
From verse 1 to 6.
还是建议大家一起的，我可以省点力气。
We can read together so that I can save some strength. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of the clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, so he remade it into another vessel.As it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as the potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
怎样？你们在我手中也怎样？好，我们再读以西结书。
And we can read from the book of Ezekiel,
14 章,
chapter 14. Verse 12 to verse 14. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it, destroy its supply of bread, send famine against it, and cut off from it both man and beast, even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in their midst, by their own righteousness they could only deliver themselves, declare the Lord.
本来想省一点力气，我看大家都愿意省一点力气。
I thought I could reserve some strength for myself, but I see all of you wanted to reserve strength for yourself too.
肚里声音就很小。
And we didn't read with very loud voices.
我们特别注意第十四节说，其中虽有挪亚、以利、但以利、约伯和三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命。这是主耶和华说的。
Pay more attention here in verse 14. It says, Even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in their midst, by their own righteousness they can only deliver themselves.
我们再读一处，就是提摩太后书。
And one more scripture from 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十九节，到二十一节。
From verse 19 to 21。
好，这次我们大家一起来读。
This time, let us read together loudly.
我也读。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God's hand.
上面有个印记说主认识谁是他的人又说反称呼主名的人总要离开不义在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事好我们圣经就读到这个
This concludes our scripture reading
那我们请我们大家有点祷告
Let's bow our head in some prayers
祝我们一同聚在你跟前
We're gathering before your presence.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你是这样的爱我们。
You love us so much.
你就是 你这样与我们同在了。
You send your presence to be with us.
因为我们知道你就在我们中间。
Because we know that you are among us.
主，你不仅在我们中间，你也住在我们里面。
Not only you're in the midst of us, but you dwell within us.
不仅在我们里面对我们说话。
So do speak to the inside of our hearts.
不仅在外面对我们说话
Not only speak to our ears on the outside
也求主在我们里头对我们说话
But speak to our hearts
开通我们里面的耳朵
Open the ears of our hearts
能够听见主的声音
So that we can hear your voice
开启我们里面的眼睛
Open the eyes of our hearts
让我们能够看见主的荣耀
We may see your glory
也吸引我们的心
Or you may attract our hearts
让我们的全心都向着我们的主
And our whole heart will be belonging to you
因为你是这样的爱我们
Because you love us so much
你是这样的拯救了我们
You have saved us
我们多感谢你
Thank you
我们多赞美主
We'll praise you more
我们把这一点时间交托在主的手的里面
We'll give this following time into your hands
我们都等候在主的跟前
We're waiting before your presence
求你对我们说话
Speak, O Lord
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen 讲到神永远旨意那我想弟兄姊妹可能还是很有印象的
When we talk about the eternal purpose of God I think some of you still have the memory
前几个主日常健弟兄在这里就给我们讲到哥罗西书
Because a few weeks ago Brother 常健 has shared to us from the book of Colossians.
告诉我们说这一卷书主要的目的就是把神的旨意告诉我们。
He shared with us the purpose of this book is to show us the will of God.
神的旨意那也说到他告诉我们说那也说到永远的旨意。
He talks about the will of God. This is the eternal purpose.
不是指着许多零零碎碎的事情说的。
It is not talking about the trivial matters of this life.
那是神那个永远所定决定的、所定规的那个旨意
，But it's the eternal will that He has established.
那是永远的旨意。
It is the eternal purpose.
那只有一个。
There's only one.
所以说，他说给我们看见那神永远的旨意乃是单数的。
So He allows us to see the purpose of God is singular.
那么，也圣经里有好多次你说到神永远之意都是说到单数。
And every time the Bible mentions the will of God, it's the singular.
不是指到多数。
It is not a multiple will.
那比方说，那么弟兄讲到以巴弗，他为着哥罗西的教会，在那尽力打祷告。
Our brother mentioned how Brother Epaphras prayed earnestly for the church of Colossians.
他为着他们许多的事情祷告。
He prayed for many things for the book of Colossians.
因为他们中间有多少的难处。
Because there are many difficulties.
有多少的事情
There are many matters that they face.
在他里头成了一个负担
And became a burden in his
heart. 所以他就为了哥罗西的教会在那里竭力祷告
So for the church in the Colossae, he prayed earnestly.
使他们能够在凡事上都能够明白那神的旨意
So in all things, they will understand the will of God.
弟兄告诉我们说那个凡事当中很多事情
Our brother shared with us this all things.But when he writes or mentions the will of God, the will is singular. Meaning, it shows us that all these matters connect to one will. As we read from Romans chapter
12,
we also see,
叫你们查验何为神那善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove the will of God that is good and perfect.
那个旨意也是这单数。
That will is also singular.
那么这些都是给我们看见神永远的旨意。
And we see the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意和我们一切事都发生关系。
This eternal will is connected
和我们生活
and related to everything we in our lives.
和我们生活发生关系。
And it's relevant to our lives.
和我们的侍奉在那发生关系。
It's relevant to our service.
也和我们在一切的事情都发生关系
and it's relevant to every aspect of our life
所以我们必须要明白神永远的旨意
so we must understand the eternal will of God
不要光是听了之后我们就过去了
don't just hear it and let it pass
就好像我们弟兄给我们讲这一卷书就是了
as if someone is just sharing from this book
那我们就把它摆在一边了
and we put it aside
不错这一卷书也是圣经的一卷
Yes, this is another book in the Bible.
但是这一卷书却是非常重要的
It is very important.
因为这卷书乃是给我们看见神永远的旨意
Because it causes it causes us to see the eternal will of God.
那个加拉太以弗所腓立比哥罗西这四卷书的时候
you read the book of Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
虽然都是很短的，有四章，有六章。
They're all very short, from four to six chapters.
那么这四章，这四卷书啊。
So these four books,
都是给我们看见很高的一件事情。
They all cause us to see a very high,
加拉太书
叫做神
的启示。
And the book of Galatians shows us the revelation of God.
神乐意把他儿子启示在我里面。
He's willing to reveal his son in
us. 这是很大的一件事情。
It's a great matter.
以弗所书讲到那个神的教会。
The book of Ephesians talks about the church of God.
这个教会乃是基督的身体。
This church is the member of the body of Christ.
充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled by the one who fills all in all.
这也是很大的一件事情。
And it's also a great matter.
腓立比书讲到我们的生活。
Book of Philippians,
那我们的生活也是很重要的一件事。
And it's very important to us.
给我们看见我们生活的意义。
It shows us the meaning of our life.
到底我们活在地上是为了什么事
？Why do we live on this earth?
所以这四本书啊，都是很重要的一本书。
So we see these four books are all important.
但是其中最重要的一件事
，the most important，
就是明白神的永远的旨意。
Understand the will of God.
所以保罗为了哥罗西的教会，他极力祷告。
For the book, for the church in the among the Colossians,
不住地祷告
Paul prayed unceasingly.
那就是继续不断祷告
He prayed without ceasing.
那为什么一直在祷告
He continued to pray.
那祷告什么事情呢
What does he pray for?
祷告让他们要得到在神的一切智慧和悟性上满心知道神永远的旨意
That they will be filled with the full knowledge of his will.
他就为着这事祷告
and understanding.
你可见，那么保罗在保罗心里头，那么这件事是最重要的一件事。
You see that this is the most important.
所以他在不住地祷告。
That's why he prays unceasingly.
并且求神给他们有智慧。给属灵的智慧还有悟性让他们满心知道神的旨意
He prays that they will have spiritual understanding and wisdom so that they can be
filled by the full knowledge of his will. 到底有什么用处呢
So what's the purpose of
his will? 为什么是这样宝贝呢
Why is it so important?
因为下面就给我们有几句话就说到一件事
And then there are a few verses following
头一件事情啊那个神的旨意乃是我们生活行事为人的秘诀
It tells us that his will is the secret of our way of life.
我们要生活行事我们的生活行事
If as we live and act,
为了彰显主耶稣
our purpose is to
为了把主耶稣表明出来
to manifest him.
那么这是一件事情
and that is one
那我们怎样才能把主耶稣表明出来呢
But how do we manifest him?
那个秘诀何在
What is the key? What's the secret?
当然也有他的路的
He has the way
但是其中最重要的一件就是他的秘诀
And most importantly
我们怎样把主耶稣表明出来
How do we manifest him?
乃在于我们明白神的旨意
We can only do it if we understand His will.
旨意
When we truly know His will,
我们在行事为人上就能与主相配。
Then we will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
换句话说，就在我们行事为人，在就行事为人上，就在把主耶稣能表明出来。
In another way, as we walk on this,
把主耶稣彰显出来。
We can.
那么这个就是与主相配。
That is to be worthy of the Lord.
所以我们要把主耶稣彰显出来的话
So if we want to manifest Christ,
那也必须要明白神的永远旨意
Then we have to know His will.
若不然的话你就很难
Otherwise, it's impossible.
就是显出一些的行为来
Even though you might show some
actions 也不过是我们肉体的行为
But that's only the action from our flesh.
那个是死的
It's only dead.
那个不是活的
There's no life.
不是把主耶稣从里面活出来了
You're not living out the Christ.
那个是活的
When Christ
所以我们若是把主耶稣活出来
then there is life.
使我们能够像主耶稣基督
then we'll be like him.
能够彰显主耶稣的话
manifest him.
那你必须要明白神永远的旨意
If you want to manifest Christ, you have to know his will.
就是我们属灵生命长进的秘诀
Secondly, it's for our spiritual growth.
当我们属灵生命我们盼望长进
Yes, we do desire to grow.
我们不盼望一直做小孩子
We don't want to be spiritual
babies. 我们总盼望能长大成人
We want to grow up into maturity.
达到成熟的信心
You have the full maturity of Christ.
这样一个心愿
We all have that desire.
那么属灵生命怎样呢？才能长进呢
？But how can we grow spiritually?
那就要属灵生命天天有长进。
If you want to spiritual
growth daily, 它就能够结出果子来。
To bear fruit.
那么你就一个果子一个果子结出来。
From one fruit to another.
所以不仅是属里面长进了。
That will show that you have grown spiritually.
并且外面有那果子都显出来了。
And also outwardly you have spiritual
fruit. 那么这件事情，那么是怎样子能够成全的呢
？Then how can this be accomplished?
那么乃是觉得要明白神的旨意，永远旨意。
You have to know the will of God.
那我们属灵生命就能长大。
then your spiritual life will grow.
结出那个丰满的果实来了。
And you will even bear fruits.
叫我们要渐渐的多认识神。
That we can be growing in the true knowledge of God.
第三，我们怎样和人相处呢
？Thirdly, how can we？
那么这也是很重要的事情。
How can we deal with each other？
我在家庭里头和家人相处，在和家在和家人相处。
What's your relationship？
我们在教会里面和弟兄姊妹相处。
What's your relationship？
我们在世界里，在世界里和世人相处。
What is your relationship with the people of the world？
但我们天天我们都和这些人相处。
Daily we live among them.
我们怎么和这些人相处？
But how can we live with them?
相处我们或者说盼望的就盼望能够有那样的和谐
As we live with a desire to have harmony
就盼望那样子能够忍耐
We hope that we can have patience
就是我们在和人相处当中啊我们能够忍耐
If as we live with others we can forbear
那难处啊就减少很多
Then you reduce the difficulty
无论怎样对待我们
No matter how
我们都能够忍耐
Then you have to forbearance.
我们能忍耐。
If they curse at you,
忍耐责备我们能忍耐。
If they rebuke you,
那无论在家里面也好
，either at home,
无论在教会里面也好
，either at church,
我若是我们能够忍耐的话呢
，if we can only forbear,
都失掉了。
And endure,
难处就是我们不能忍耐，忍耐不住。很多时候忍耐忍屈到不了，还是在爆发起来了。
When we cannot endure,
心里过不去
we endure as much as we could, and we explode.
这是我们和人相处的很大的问题
Then brings problems among men.
不仅不能忍耐
Not only we can
我们也不能宽容
the long suffering.
宽容就是饶恕别人
We cannot forgive each other.
别人得罪我们了
When people sin against us, we need to forgive them.
无论是从前也好，现在也好。
Either it's before or now,
所有亏欠我们的事情
anyone that
所有得罪我们的事情
us,
我们都在饶恕了
anyone who's
换句话都宽容了
we can forgive them.
那是我们的心是那么大
then our heart
那什么事情都包容得下的
then we can hold
你怎待我
everything in
待我怎样也不好
no matter how you treat
我总是宽容你
I can always
我总是能够 在那里、啊、能够包容你
I always have forbearance
那么如果这样的话呢又能忍耐
if we can live as such,
又能包容
we have the
那我们就没有什么难处了是不是呢
then there shouldn't be any problems
我们就和人相处就非常的和谐
it will be very harmonious
不至于那么紧张
了 live with others,
也不至于
no tension,
那样害怕了
there won't be no fear
那么但是这个和忍耐和谐呀、啊、
but as we live
说起来是很简单的
as we talk about
讲这道理道理来很容易的
harmony, it's very simple
但是呢那个生活起来不简单。
But it's impossible to live
那你试试看，你要忍耐。
If you want to try it out，
你不要说和世人中间你不能忍耐。
You're not even talking about
和弟兄姊妹中间很多事情不能忍耐。
People of this world，
和家里面
的
你都不能忍耐。
Your family，
那么爱的妻子，你那么爱你妻子。
Yes， you have a wife.
当你妻子啰嗦的时候，你就忍耐不住。
But when she does start nagging you，
那么你那么爱你的孩子，
you cannot endure anymore。
那孩子那几次不听话，你就受不了了。
But a few mistakes will cause you to
不是一件容易的事情。那我们怎样忍耐能够忍耐宽容呢？那个秘诀是什么？
So what is the secret?
他就给我们看见，那个秘诀就在于你要认识神永远的旨意。
The secret, the book.
若是你认识神永远旨意的话呢，
if you
你在凡事都能忍耐，都能宽容。
Then in all things you can endure with steadfastness.
不仅忍耐宽容，
必须
欢欢喜喜忍耐宽容。
Not only
endure and suffering,
but endure and long suffering with joy.
不是勉强啊，在那好了，我算了算了。
It is not reluctantly holding grudging your peace.
欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Saying it's okay, I'll just let it go.
那这个太好了。
But you endure and
have patience. 我们怎样能够有这样的清心？
How can we live in such
秘诀就在你认识神永远之意。
That secret is to understand the will of God.
所以你要看见认识神永远之意啊，这是何等重要一件事。
So、see how important it is to know the will of God.
和我们生活、和我们行为、和我们长进、和我们和众人中的相处都有密切的关系。
It has everything to do with our life, with our growth.
所以你必须要认识神永远之意。
So we have to know.
难怪保罗呀，就为他们那样祷告。
Wonder how
不住地祷告
manner for them,
虽然他们中间还有其他许多问题
even though they have many other problems,
但是保罗没有为了这问题祷告
Paul didn't pray for
保罗只为他们一件事情
he prays for only
你只要是能够认识永远之意
that they may know
那些问题自然而然 自然而然都会解决。
As long as they know the will of God, all the problems will be solved.
就不住为他们祷告。
So they pray.
求主把属灵智慧和悟性赐给他们。
Pray that they will have spiritual wisdom and understanding.
使他们对神永远是有一个完满的认识。
So that they will be filled with the full knowledge of the will of God.
这是非常重要的。
That is very important.
那以弗所书也告诉我说
In the book of Ephesians
那就说到什么是神永远的旨意
It tells us what is the will of God
神永远的旨意啊在一般人来说呢那么是一个奥秘
To most men this will of God is a mystery
是我们所不知道的
We do not know it
不仅世人不知道
Not only the world
连神的儿女们也不知道
Even Christians don't
know 我们知道蒙恩得救了
Yes, we have.
我们知道主救了我们。
Yes, we know that He saved us.
我们也知道，我们今天呢，又说神的有我们的罪得赦免了。
We know our sins are forgiven.
我们也知道，我们有老神的生命。
We know that we have.
我们成了那个神的儿女。
We have become children of God.
我们一直有权柄做神的儿女。
We even have the privilege to be His
children. 我们这个生命在这长大。会长大的。
He has placed his life in us, and his life will grow.
我们也知道许许多的事情。
We know even many other matters.
但是我们不晓得神永远旨意是什么。
But we don't know what is the
will of God. 都是别人问起什么叫神永远旨意。
If someone asks you what is the will of God,
神永远是什么呢
？What is his eternal purpose?
那你就目瞪口呆。
Then you will be
讲不出来了。
You have nothing to say.
不清楚。
Because we don't, we're not very clear.
那我们好好祷告。
Yes, we know we need to pray earnestly.
那该怎样做
？The Lord will tell us what to do.
这件事情了。
Then I know His will on this matter.
或者是高油在这个凡事上教训我们。
Yes, He has the anointing in us.
他会告诉你这样说话那样说话。
And He will teach
us how to speak. 这样做那样做。
And how to
到这里到那里去。
He will tell us where to go.
高油啊，在凡事上教训我们。
The anointing of
顺服高油的教训。
We have to obey the
teaching of the anointing. 体贴那个圣灵的心意。跟随那个圣灵带领
the will of the Spirit,
那你就知道神的心意什么
then you will know his will.
但是这些反正很好
yes, these are all very good.
这不是一些事情就是
these are just the will upon each matter.
还不是说是那个神永远的旨意
it is not yet the eternal will of God.
神永远的旨意到什么呢
what is that will?
神永远旨意乃是奥秘
his will is a mystery.
这个就得给我们看乃是历史的隐藏的奥秘
It is a mystery hidden throughout generations.
那么第以弗所书第一章第九节
So in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9
就说呀他用到神的恩典
It says according to his kind intentions his good grace
神旨意的奥秘
He has made known to us the mystery of his will
用神的恩典
It is only by his good intentions It is not by our words
乃是神的恩典
But it is by His grace.
让我们知道那神的旨意是。
He caused us to know the mystery of His will.
他把这个奥秘解开了。
He has revealed the mystery.
实在神恩典。
It is truly by His grace.
因为这历史来说隐藏的。
It is hidden through generations.
不要说是人都不知道，连神的儿女们也不知道。
Not only the world does not know,
就是连旧约里头
even the children of God don't know.
那就圣徒们都不知道了。
Even the saints in the Old Testament don't know.
他们不知道的，只等到那圣灵啊。把神永远旨意启示给圣徒、使徒和先知。
Until the Holy Spirit has revealed the will of God to the apostles,
他们就把神永远旨意当然说出来。
And then they can manifest.
但圣灵呢，告诉了我们。
They can express the will
of God. 那我们也听见了，我们也看见了，我们也得到启示了。我们认识到神永远旨意。说如果不是圣灵的启示的话呢
，Unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you,
永远是奥秘。
Then it will remain a mystery.
好是很好。
Yes, it is good. Yes, we need it.
是一个奥秘，是人所不知道的。
No one knows.
哎，借主的神爱我们。
But I thank the Lord. He loves us.
赐恩给我们。
He has shown us grace.
把永远之意，他就到了时候就启示出来。
In the fullness of time,
虽然这永远之意本来是在他心里头的一件事情。
Yes, this mystery has been hidden in his heart.
那么是他里头所喜欢的。
It is well.
那么，并且是在勇士里面呢，它里头就有这样就有这样的心意了。
It has been established. This will has been established throughout generations.
那么，神为什么有这样的心意呢
？Why does He have such a will？
但是无论如何，我们的神他就有了这样的心意。
We don't know why He has this will.
你知道，我们的神他是有旨意的。
This will has been established.
不是在那随随便便做事情。他不是在那随随便便做事情。
He has a principle.
随随便便在那。
He doesn't do things by random.
他乃是有个旨意。
He has a purpose behind everything.
那个目的是他心里所喜欢的。
And that's this will, this goal is pleasing to him.
照到心里的美意，那是他最美的、最甜美的意。
According to his kind intentions,
he 喜欢的。
Well pleasing.
如果是藏在他里头，
没有告诉人，没有把它打开，
he has not yet
没有启示出来，
所以人没知道。So man did not know.
到了日期满足的时候。
But in the fullness of time.
那么日期满足什么时候呢？
When is the fullness of time?
那我们大家都知道。
And we all know.
主耶稣降生了。
Christ came.
来到地上的时候。
He came to this earth.
那么人还是不明白。
And people still did not know.
有圣灵降下来了。
And the Holy Spirit came.
那么圣灵在这里头运行作工。
And the Holy Spirit descended and worked among them.
那么就有了使徒和先知。
And then they became
apostles
and prophets.
那神就把他永远之翼打开了。
And the Holy Spirit opened up.
说现在那个旨意啊，不再是个奥秘的旨意，
所以 it is no longer a mystery，
乃是一个显明的旨意，
it is a manifest，
已经打开了，
it is already open，
那就我们大家都可以有资格都可以认识，
then we all have the privilege to know his，
我们有机会可以认识，
we have the opportunity to know his，
要认识永远旨意，
so we need to take the opportunity
and know his， 一定打开了，
because it's already been revealed，
已经启示出来了。
It's already been unveiled.
求主把那个智慧启示灵赐给我们。
So may the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
对神的旨意也能够有认识。
So that we can also know His will.
那么这是第一章告诉我们的。
That is what chapter one tells us.
马可福音是给我们看见说，到了日期满足的时候。
Not only it tells us,
神把
永远旨意
打开了。
His will will be open to reveal to us.
最终的日，到了最终的时候。
But even till the end of time.
那神所有工作都已经完成了。
When all His work is finished.
到那个时候了，给我们看见，那神永远旨意什么。
And He shows us what that will is.
神永远旨意不光是个旨意。
That it's not only a will.
他已经成全了。
He has already accomplished it.
在整个宇宙里彰显出来了。
In him it is already done and manifested throughout the universe.
到了那一天时候了。
Until the one day.
神要是天上地上。
And everything from heaven to earth.
一切所有的受造之物。
Every creation.
都在基督里面同归于一。
We will all be summed up in Christ.
这什么意思呢？
As one.
那就说到我们到了那一天时候了。
What does that mean?
那么主耶稣要充满在万有的里面。
It tells us on that day.Christ Jesus will fill everything. All creation from heaven to earth will manifest Christ. Everything will manifest Christ.
弟兄讲的，基督是一切，又在一切里头。
And it's also what brother shared. Christ is all and in all.
那一天，主就充满在整个万有里头。
Until that day, the
Lord
will fill everything.
所有就受到
之物，
都被主耶稣充满。
啊，
不但这样，地也都能彰显主耶稣。
And they will all manifest Christ.
啊，基督是一切。
And he is all.
又在一切的里面。
And he will be in.
基督是万有。
He is everything.
他也在万有的里面。
He's also filled.
那就是神永远的旨意显出来。
That is the revealing of his
will. 那么神有了这永远的旨意，也给我们看见将来显出来是这样，这种荣耀。
Not only he has established this will,
he also
showed us the glory when this will is accomplished.
让我们知道这件事情。
It is so great, so that we can know.
那么神怎样来成全这件事情呢？
But how does he accomplish this will? What is the way
he leads
to the end of this will?
那么神就开始有计划。
The Lord has not only had the will, but he has a plan. He has planned out how to work.
让神的旨意，让我的旨意能够得到成就。
How to work out this will to be manifested to us.
那么这个时候这样做，那个时候到了，那个时候另外一个，那
这样做。So he had a plan and a time schedule for everything.
都有计划的。
And he had a plan for every step of
the way. 什么时候拣选以色列人？
What time they would choose Israelites?
什么时候主耶稣要来
？What time Christ will come?
什么时候主耶稣钉十字架
？What time?
他有计划。
What's the time Christ will be crucified? He had a plan.
升到天上。
What's the time
Christ will
be
resurrected? 什么时候降下圣灵来
？He had a plan.
神的计划。什么时候产生教会
？When will there be the descending of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church and the filling of the Holy Spirit on the church？
那么把主耶稣带借着圣灵带到教会里面
？When will He bring Christ to church？
教会成为基督的身体
，so that church will be the body of Christ。
把主耶稣彰显出来
，that the body will manifest the head。
这个计划的
，He has a plan for all this。
不仅有计划
，Not only there is a plan，
每一个时代都不一样的
，but every plan
这个时代这样做，那时代那样做。
He has a way of working in every generation.
那既然他所计划的，让他的声音能够得到成就。
Everything has been following his plan.
那神既然有了这样完全的计划
，since he has
一直能够到至于成就之后
，until the accomplishment
计划好了，每一步都计划好了
，he has planned everything from every step.
计划好了
，every method he will use.
那么神若是不做的话呢，还是不能成就。光有计划，你不要不做
，but if he doesn't do it，
还是不能成就啊。
If he only had a will and a plan, and he doesn't do it, then he still can't be accomplished.
我们的神，我们的父一直都在做我们，就是为了完成他的计划。到主耶稣来的时候呢，主耶稣也在一直做工。他说：“我父做事直到现在。”我也在做事。主耶稣也在继续不断做工，为了什么呢？为了神的旨意成就。那么主耶稣从死里我升到天上。
And after he ascended to heaven,
把圣灵赐下来了。
He,
那圣灵做什么事情？
Sent,
圣灵也是在一直在做工，
and the Holy
一直做工做到现在。圣灵还在做工，他们做了快两千多年了。
He has been working for 2,000 years,
还没有成就。
And he's,
那真是不容易，
he's still
不简单的。为什么花这么长的时间呢？
So it's so difficult. Why does he take so long?
全能的。
If he's the omniscient God, if he's the omniscient God,
那为什么要花这么长久的时间？
Why does he take
直到现在，那他的工作还没有成就呢？
How come he's been
2,000 years, 没有实现出来啊？
It still hasn't been revealed.
就是说我的工作成了。
Christ has said it is finished.
成了吗？为什么到这还没有彰显出来？
How come still hasn't been manifested?
难处在什么地方呢？
What's the problem?
你说的难处就在你我的身上。
The problem is in you.
实在是你我耽误了神的工作。
Brothers and sisters, we have been delaying the work of Christ.
你我耽误了神的工作，因为神的工作要成就了。
Why have we been delaying him?
于是要借着许多器皿。
Because he has a will.
是要找到找到他所有的器皿。
He needs vessels.
他要充满在器皿里头。
He has to.
那借着这器皿把它彰显出来。
He has to find the
fulfillment
and that he can
be
manifested through the vessels. Then where are these vessels? Who's willing to be his vessel?
把主耶稣彰显出来呢？
Who's willing to manifest Christ?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
不是我们肯不肯的问题，
It is not that we're willing.
乃是神早就当然选到了我们。
But the Christ has elected us.
你知道，在提摩太后书第一章告诉我们说，
You know the words in
救了我们。
First, Second Timothy.
他不仅救了我们，
God saved us.
他不仅把我们从世界里救出来，
he saved us and
把我们罪恶里救出来，
and rescued us from sin,
神救了我们，
but he saved us.
并且呢，他用他的圣以圣召召了我们。
But he called us with the holy calling.
我们是蒙恩得救的一般人，
we are saved by his
我们也是蒙召的一般人，
we're also called.
那我们都是蒙恩得救的，
yes,
我们都是蒙召的。
We are
你说我就得救就好了。我不要蒙召。
You may say, "Oh, I'm content just to be saved. I don't want to be called."
蒙召和得就同时发生的。
But this calling and this salvation happens together.
你就是神所召出来的。
If you are saved by God, then you are called out by God.
那召我们一定是有目的的。
Why does He call us?
若不然的话呢，那就没什么意义。
He cannot call us without a purpose.
我们光是以为说神救了我们。
There is a will. There is a purpose.
那么将来我们到天堂就好了。
It's not,
那就永远安息了。
You cannot say, because God saved us,
我们信主，
I'll be content just by going to heaven.
好，上耶稣上天堂呢？
Yes, it's good to praise him,
到了天堂呢，永远安息，
him,
永远快乐，
that will enter into heaven,
永远满足， 永远享受。
The eternal joy.
我们就是这样。但是没有想到，我们是蒙召的，我们是蒙得救的吧？我们也是蒙召的吧？蒙召就是说，神在我们上有个目的。
That tells us
神在我们上有托付，有件事要我们去做，所以他在召我们，就好像你家里头要召
熬
有工人来，你让他去修理啊，你水电修理修那个水纸板修理修了，或者电灯修理修了，或者房子修理修，你召他总是有目的的，若不召他，你就不会召他来的，是不是？那么一召他就是有目的，
你
就
做
神既然召我们。神既然召我们，
Since God has called us,
那神在我们身上是有目的。
Then he has a purpose.
要我们做什么事情呢？
What does he want
要我们成为他的器皿。
He wants us
召我们不是按照我们的行为召我们。
He does not call us according to our works.
按照他旨意来召我们。
But according to his purpose.
按照他恩典召我们。
According to his grace.
他召我们就是要我们能成为他手中的器皿。
He called us to be a vessel in his hand.
历世历代在呼召人。
He called us throughout generations to be vessels in his hand.
今天也呼召我们。
He still calls us today.
也呼召你。也呼召我，也呼召我每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都是神所召的人。神要召我们，那是要我们成为他的器皿。
So that we can be his vessel.
这个器皿做什么事情呢？
What does the
vessel do? 这个器皿乃是为了要完成神的旨意。
His vessel is used
to fulfill the purpose of God. 神的旨意彰显出来，
to manifest.
把神的旨意在表明表现出来，
to reveal his will.
这是神召我们的目的。
That is the purpose of his calling.
我们不要因为说我们就是每天这样，每个礼拜天我们来来聚会，
every day, every week we come to meetings.
道德讲得很好，
every preaching is good.
心里很点点头就很好，很舒服。
And we can nod our head and feel good about it.
那我心里就很
And if the preaching wasn't good, then we feel uncomfortable.
这个不太好。
And we go back and we don't feel good.
我们光是那批评批评啊，论断论断。
And we simply
我们就是这样就是了。
We criticize.
一年过一年，一天过一天。
Day after day, week after
week, 那么一年就要过去了，十年过去了。
10 years.
我一算了一下，在这聚会啊，我说三十年都快过去了。
Yeah, I've counted. I've been here for over 30 years.
都快过去，到这三十年里头啊，弟兄姊妹。
In these three decades,
那不是短的时间。
It is not a short time.
那我们不是在浪费时间。
Are we wasting our time?
我们在这里呢是有目的的。
But we have a purpose.
神不仅是召了我们。
Not only He called us.
那神要我们成为他的器皿。
He wants us to be His vessel.
在我们的器皿身上。
And he wants to accomplish this work in these
vessels
so that we can be a serviceable vessel. Not only a vessel, but a serviceable one, a useful one.
有什么用处呢?
What can the
how
can the vessel be useful? There are two ways the vessel can be useful. On one hand,
那是为了盛装东西的。
It is to hold something, is to contain something.
那我们是为了盛装什么呢？
What are we to contain?
我们乃是为了盛装主耶稣的。
We need to contain.
不是为了盛装名誉了、地位了、钱财了、丰富了、享受了。
Now to hold all the reputation.
不是为了这些，这些都是虚空的。
Enjoyments and money.
你不要说不容易得着。
And these are all vain.
你就得着这都是得着了，还是虚空的虚空。
Even if you gain all of it, it is still vain. Vanity of vanity.
他什么都得着了。
And Christ has told us that.
装满了各种各样的东西。
You have filled yourself with all kinds of reputations and wealth.
他说我像铺风像多营一样。
Until the end, you say it's
这是虚空的虚空
的混。
到末了说真是一场空啊。
At the end, it's nothing but emptiness.
不是为了装这些东西的。
We're not made to contain these things.
我们常装主耶稣基督。
We're made to contain Christ Jesus.
神要把他儿子赐给我们。
He has given us
充满在我们里面
to be filled
不但这样要从里头彰显出来
not only this he wants to be manifested through us
所以弟兄姊妹
be lift up through us
当我们称到受神手中器皿之后
as we become a vessel in his hand
我们也愿意做主的器皿
let us also be willing to be his vessel
主在我身上做工
so that his work can be done in us
他要做许多的工作
he wants to do many things
长时间在我们身上做工
he wants to do things
怎么做工呢
For throughout our life,
是不是让我们每次都来听到呢
？So how can this be done? Is it simply coming to
做工啊？就是要出点代价的。
You're sitting here listening to preaching that's enjoyment. That's not work.
就需要。
But if you want to work, there has to be
那是在我们身上做工。
And you need endurance.
怎样做工呢？因为这个器皿呢，好是很好。
Yes, the vessel is good.
那就好像在野里面告诉给我们看见那个窑匠啊，在那里拿了一团泥土啊，又做了器皿。
When Jeremiah has showed us, this potter has took a lump of clay.
在这器皿里头有好多的难处。
He wants to make a vessel.
有好多的杂质的。
This
所以他做的时候
呢，
他做好了一个胚子。但是里头有杂质。
So、he started making a vessel.
还有小石头。
The clay became,
还有其他东西在里头，那个不纯呐、啊。那这样不能做器皿的。
So he cannot become a vessel like he wanted.
就坏了。
If he put it in the oven, it will break.
把它放下来。
So he has to start over.
他并不是弃绝它了。
He does not put it aside or
那算了就不要了。
Or give up.
再换
一个就好了。Let's just scrap it. Throw it away.
那他实在是很爱惜的。
But he did not.
那叫
Potter loves the clay, the material in his hands. So he starts over and makes another vessel.
这样做的末了就很好。
Until the end, he sees it's very good. Because he
has
dealt away with all the impurities and all the difficulties. If we're willing to be a vessel in his hand, or if we're willing for his will to be done in our lives, then we need to surrender ourselves in his hand. We say, Lord, we're willing to be your vessel. We're willing for your will to be done. We're willing for your will to be accomplished and manifested. You use me and make me. Then we need to be prepared to pay the price.
很多时候主在制造我们不是简单的。
Very often he's making and he's working.
所有杂质都给我除掉。
Because he wants to deal away with all the impurities.
不像泥巴的杂质那么容易除掉啊。
And these impurities are not easy to get rid of.
那我们身上的杂质啊，那个血气啊，肉体啊，
all the flesh,
一大堆。
Oh, the nature,
这个抽掉也 不简单。
It's not easy to get.
圣经里面看见需要经过火炼。
So we see we have to go
through fire. 需要经过熔炉。
We have to go through the furnace.
然后这个在熔炉里头被融化。
In the furnace,
经过那火炼之后啊，杂质都是抽掉了。
Through the fire,
到末了成了纯的金子，成了纯的银子。那这样就成了
pure silver,
能够做贵重的器皿。
And then we can be made into honorable vessels.
来炼净我们。
So that he needs to
purify
us and
refine
us. And everything within us needs to be empty. Then he can fill us with himself. So that he can be manifested in us. Yes, we need to be prepared. We need to know that he wants to accomplish something in us. Even though you go through difficulties.Why do we go through trials? Why can't we just live peacefully? You think you're believing in Christ Jesus? You can just sit on a carrier and be carried to heaven. Wouldn't that be so good? But the reality is not so.
就会许多难处。
After you believe in Jesus, many difficulties come.
他让领导我们身上。
Many problems come.
那为什么有这个难处？
Because these things become upon our lives.
要是我们这样，连越过都开始就怀疑了。
And then we start to doubt.
他本来是很好很好的，等他实在是真心的爱主，把自己完全交在主的手里。
But until the time I want to completely give myself into Him, He gave me all these problems.
那些难处为什么这些难处会领导到身上
？Why do these problems come to me?
神到底在做什么事情呢？那我也没有什么错，我也什么不好，他比我们好多了。他是完全正直，
is he wrong?
是敬畏神，
But I know.
远离恶事，他是这样一个好人呐、啊。
But this person is so good, he's righteous and just.
为什么缘故呢？
He wants to shun away from evil. Why do problems still come to him?
若晓得神旨意话呀。
If we know the will of God, then we will know that this is the hand of God. He's working, refining. He wants to empty us so that He can be filled within us, so that we can completely manifest Him. Yes, the Lord loves us.
所以我们在一切难处之中，我们要学习一个态度。
Every difficulty and every trial, let us have this attitude, and we can be surrendered under His mighty hands.
所以我们要顺服，我们要顺服，相信神是爱我们的，相信他的难处对我们是有益处的。那我们不仅相信，并且也顺服，接受。服在那神大能手底下，那、
so、
你愿意这样做，
surrender ourselves,
你就这样做吧。
能
这样做都可以的。
And、
那我在这个地方，我没有拣选，我没有选择。
However you have led,
那你愿意，你心里喜欢这样，你就这样做。
You do according to your good purpose. Whatever you have desired, do so.
能成就在我的身上。
Then His will can be quickly accomplished.
若是这样的话，我们都是这样，那就很那就。主来，我们就不需要祷告。主啊，你快来快来，都不需要了。到时候主就来了。
And then if we're all like this, then we don't even need to pray, Lord, come quickly.
那么他的旨意
，because we have already have him. And the time comes, he will come. The vessel is ready.
器皿都彰显出来。
Everything is made prepared.
那就是主来。
And of course, that's the time he will come.
主来的时候，那也是心腹都预备好了。
Then the bride is made ready.
就来了，并不是心腹。
The groom will come naturally.
It
is not that he wants to delay.
It
is not that we're waiting so much for him, but it's that he's waiting for us. If we're not ready and prepared, how can he come? So today, let us have this attitude so that we can learn to trust him, to obey him, so that his will can be done, not only in our lives.
我们彼此勉励
in our congregation, in our assembly, but in our daily life, His will can be accomplished. Until that day, Christ will come. And that is the purpose of His work in us. So we see that is the way the Lord Jesus lived, even though He is the Son of God. He became our example.
他为着把神的荣耀
完全彰显
出来呀、啊，那么他怎样做呢？那当然，他在变化神啊，一下子就彰显出来，那就没问题的。
Yes, he could go up to the Mount of Transfiguration.
必须给我们做榜样。
reveal that glory in the flesh.
能把神的荣耀彰显出来，怎样
all his life he lived on this earth. He showed us how to be obedient to the Father and live out the will and purpose of God.
我们主耶稣他虽然是神的儿子，
他是与神同等的， even though he is son of God and he's equal with God, yet he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, took the form of the bound slave, and took the form of a man, having the appearance of a man, he emptied himself,
and
became obedient to the Father, even
died
death on the cross. Therefore, the Father exalted him. Exalted him in the name above all other names. So that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Christ is Lord. That's what Paul tells us, have the mind of Christ.
主耶稣他是那样的完全，那样的圣洁，他是与神同等的，他还这样。那我们今天，我们今天有这么多的难处在我们身上，我们应该像主耶稣基督那样，我们需要祷告，我们需要
这样，
我们需要顺服，我们需要降杯。我们需要从十字架里苦难，我们这些都是神在我们身上做工的，
这是
那个路程。所以，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣已经给我们做了好的榜样，
让这样
一些
作为
我们做榜样的主，他不仅做了榜样，并且他也住在
我
们里面，亲自在带领我们，要把我们磨成他的那个形象。这是我们是在我们身上的工作。
This is his work in us.
我们刚才读了这个读了以西结书。
Earlier we read from the book of Ezekiel.
他就说到他要做神要做一件事情，要降罚给人。
He says there is one thing the Lord will do. He's bringing punishment on the earth. He will bring famine or warfare
or
wild beasts. He will surrender them into difficulties and danger. And he has already determined to do this. Why is this? It's because the Israelites have provoked God's anger. So he is disciplining Israelites.And he will discipline them, surrender them to him.
就是有这个有约雅，有但以理，有约伯，这三个人，就其中有三个人都在的话呢，他们祷告我也不听的，我还是这样做的。
Even if Noah, Job,
or
Daniel, three of these righteous men is among them, even if they pray, I will still not listen. They can only save themselves by their own righteousness. So you say, if their prayer has no use, then we can't even pray.
But why does God mention these three men?神在他身上独自在做工啊，已经成了一个何用的器皿。那么像这样一个何用的器皿呢？那么祷告的时候，那神都不听。
They have become valuable and honorable vessels in God's hand.
那就是给我们看见，他们三个人乃是神所最宝贵的器皿，乃是所成功的器皿。
The Lord has
这个器皿就摆在那地方了，成了我们的榜样。
And these three men have become our examples.
那么主耶稣就是我们的榜样。那么这三个器皿呢？
Not only Christ is our example,
也是榜样。
But these three vessels can also be our examples.
挪亚的好处啊，
what is good about Noah?
那是很不容易。那
we know it's very difficult for him to live in his generation.
因为你知道挪亚那个时代呀、啊，
because in his generation,
那个时代是太邪恶了，
it is
是不是？那个时代怎么会那样的邪恶呢？他说呀，那个时代人
the Bible tells us,
神的儿子和人的女子在那结婚，
that the,
那代表什么
sons of God saw the daughters of men,
代表混乱，
beautiful.
完全乱了。
So they came and chose them as wives, whomever they chose.
各从其类啊。那么神的儿子和人的女子在结婚，
there is a mixture.
当然这个神
God has created all things
儿子男子的堕落的天使
多的 mixture.
他们和人的女子结婚，那
完
全不是混乱吗？
And they
所以那个时代你看见整个情形是混乱的经营，不仅是混乱，并且地上充满了邪恶，
and the earth is filled with violence.
人天天所养的都是罪。
And every inclination of their thoughts is evil.
They have
all day long they think about how to sin, and how to
be violent.
So whatever they have thought, they have manifested in their actions. So the earth is filled with violence. Until one day, the Lord has regretted creating man out there. He says, how can the earth be filled by violence and evil? And I will send a flood
to
destroy everything. And I will come with a flood. And that is the first judgment of the flood. And he will destroy everything.
You see,
God will send a flood
to
destroy
all sinners.
But before God, Noah was a righteous man.
He lived in
the righteous way. And he was just an upright before man, before God. Even though everyone is sinning, yet he kept himself from sin. He stood on God's side. When everyone has been corrupted, he was not corrupted. He stood on God's side.
一直都往走到下坡,
even though the whole current and the fashion of the world is going downhill, but Noah is like a stone standing in the middle of the current, standing against the current. He stood on God's side. In all things he pleased God. That's why God says he's a righteous man. Not only he's righteous, but God, after a while, sees
the
generation is not getting better. Or Noah sees that the generation continues to be evil. He did not say, there is no use for me to be good. But what's the use for me to be righteous when everyone is corrupted? What can I do to change the current? He did not say that I should just go up and go with the flow. He did not go with the current. And compromise. So often we compromise because we don't have the fear of the Lord like Noah. If we had that fear of the Lord, then no matter how corrupted is the generation, no matter how evil is the flow of the society, we will stand firm on the Lord's side.
那样是这样一个人呢,
that is Noah. He's such a man.
在罪恶当中, 他就胜过那些罪,
and in sin, he overcame all sin.
出淤泥而不染呢,
he's coming out of the miry clay, yet he was not painted.
那里显出来是那么美丽, 是那么公义,
you see, out of the evil generation, Noah alone was righteous. And his beauty and righteousness was noticed by God. That's why God says, before me, he's a righteous man in this generation. So that is the first characteristics of Noah. He stands on God's side. Are we willing to be a man like Noah? Not be affected by the current of this generation. No matter what happens in your home, no matter what happens at church, or even in this world, are we always going to be standing on the Lord's side? Not be tainted by sin. And that is Noah. Not only he stood on God's side. But also, when God says, I will send rain for 40 years, 40 days. And in 40 days and nights, a flood will come and destroy everything. But God says, do not just save yourself, but make an ark. A big ark.
那么所以进到方舟里都可以能得到拯救的
whoever enters into this ark
你要传福音呢
你要告诉他们将来结局就是洪水啊
就是死亡啊那你们赶快进到我的方舟里头来
enter into the ark
那么诺亚那么就开始做那方舟
so Noah begins to work
他从来没有看见过洪水
he had never seen the flood
从亚当啊 一直到那时候
from Adam to Noah
天哪都没有降雨
there has been no rain from heaven
那植物怎么生长呢
the mist
它有雾气上腾啊
the mist comes up from the ground
那个植物就可以靠着
and nurtures the whole earth
所以啊 没有降雨的
and there has been no rain
那么说要降雨40天 这简直新闻啊 从来没有听说过
so it's a great news if the Lord tells them I will send rain for 40 days
这个是从来没有看到。
Because they have never seen rain.
那是诺亚相信不相信的。
But did Noah believe the Lord?
那就神说的话。既然神这样说，神一定会这样做的。说他就相信神，他就这样做。所以说，你做一个方舟。
And he obeyed.
他从来没有看见过方舟。
He had never seen the ark.
也没有看见方舟，连船都没有看见过。
Not only he hasn't seen the ark, he hasn't even seen the boat.
那不需要船的，是不是？
There hasn't been water.
所以他没有看见过船呢。
So he has probably hasn't seen the boat. 所以
说你要做个方舟。
But the Lord tells him, you need to build an ark.
用什么材料？
He tells him all the patterns of the ark. And all the materials of the ark have been commanded by the Lord.
虽然人谁都信，都信信不来了。
And even though it's been so difficult to even believe the Lord.
神这样说。他就这样相信
God has spoken,
就诺亚他是个义人为什么呢因为他相信神神怎样说他怎样相信就好像我们弟兄上个礼拜天所讲的
spoken,
撒勒法的寡妇啊，他就是那相信
as our brother shared last week,
他就相信伊利亚伊利亚怎么说他就怎样相信了结果呢
as Elisha has spoken,
这个真的那个 面粉呢、啊、就一直都没有断算又没有断少这个油也没有甜
And the oil in her jar had never decreased.
那这吃了好多日子。
She lived on the flour and the oil for many days.
从来都没有看见过这样事情。
Among a famine,
we
have never seen such miracle.
那油啊，不短缺。
The flour did not decrease. Nor the oil.
还有气味啊，他说那个面坛子里头有一个造有个压又有个炸造那个。做面粉的机器啊，机器啊，炸那个面团那种，每天呢就做了一点点，每天都做一点点，说面呢就一点都不减少了。那瓶子里头油不断不缺多缺少，有个压油的机器在瓶子里头。
That every day there is new oil, new flour being made.
这不可能的一件事情。
It is impossible.
他相信的缘故，是就是可能。
And it happened.
越那样也是这样相信。相信神的话，神怎么说，他就这样讲。从来从来没看过，从来没有听过，从来没有这样认识，完全是件稀奇事情。他相信神。
He has never heard such thing, yet he believes because it's the word of the Lord.
大雨降下来四十天。
Until the rain came.
那么这时候呢，他不仅坐船，
everything is destroyed.
坐着方舟啊。他也在传译道，也在讲义道。你们快点进到方舟，大雨要来了，那个洪水要来了。一来之后，从头都淹没了。
Here is the ark. Enter into the ark and be saved.
大家信不信呢
？But nobody believes.
不信了，听着这简直新闻了。
Everybody heard him as a joke.
是不是？不会，从来没有看过雨，哪里大雨会来
？They have never seen rain. How can there be rain or flood coming?
从来没有这样子啊。所以，讲了半天呢。穿了义道，穿了这个，穿了好久，没人信呢，都没人接受。
He preached the righteous words.
说到某了地方都知道，他只有一家人啊。
Until the day only he and his family entered the ark.
一家八个人啊进去，所以诺亚工作并没有算太多的过项。但是你不要看，
所以
没神要我们这样做，我们就这样做，尽我们该尽的责任。这就是神的器皿，就是这样。神说什么我就说什么，神要这样就这样。那么这是我们的。做器皿就是那样相信神，顺服神，顺服神的。你知道他做方舟做了多久的时间呢？是不是三个月就做好了
？And how long did he spend to build the ark？
是不是三年了？没有。
Was this 3 months？
做了多少年呢？啊，120年。
He spent 120 years.
做方舟做了120年，这难怪，因为。他从来没有看过方舟，并且别人帮他忙。
And of course, it's understandable.
一个人嘛，一个人做这个儿子，拿那木头就是了。所以，当然花很长时间。
And of course, it will take a long time.
结果都没有做成，结果120年才做好了。
For 120 years,
做好了之后、啊、
he's been building this ark.
那些人呢，也都死掉了。
And after
都没有人呢进到方舟里头来啊。
The whole generation is destroyed.
好像诺亚的工作失败了。
He spent 120 years, but he didn't save anyone except his own family.
神要他做的，他做了；神要说了，他就说了。
All he knows is that he followed the word of the Lord.
该做的，该做的。
However, the Lord has spoken, he had to obey.
那只要是顺服神就可以了。
No matter the result,
顺服神。
As long as you believe him and obey him,
一个秘诀。
And that is your victory.
那这样，那我不要讲太多英文。我也没有时间讲这种。
That is Noah.
然后呢，就看见诺亚，他是有个特点呢，就是他在罪恶当中，在罪恶的环境里能够站住，是
不受玷污。
In all the environments of sin, he stood firm on the Lord's side.
那么，第二，我们讲但以理。
Second one is Daniel.
比较熟悉一点。
You know Daniel very well.
是一个怎样的人呢？
但以理
他是一个，他是一个从世界里出来的一个人。
He's the one that.Even though he was taken captive to Babylon,
Babylon
represents the world. He was taken captive to Babylon, and he lived and worked in Babylon. Yet the Babylonians cannot paint him with the world. Yes, he works and lives in Babylon, but he was not
corrupt.好像不做事情一样，他是
，even though he works there,
他有一句话就是真正但以理特点，就不以王的饮食和酒啊玷污自己。王的饮食和酒就代表世界的享受，那世界荣华富贵都在于他，代表他世界荣华富贵、世界的享受一切。他这个。
He wanted anything to do with
things of this world.
God is holy, so he had to stand on the side of God's holiness, and he will not be corrupted or tainted by the food of the king.
As we live in this world today,
everyone's living in this world. Everyone's taking part in this world. Are we also going to join
him?他是被世界分别出来的一个人呢。
Is living in this world, but he's separated from the world.
神在身上工作，就是
that is the work of God.
所以他能成为神手中一个合用的器皿。
That is the character of God's work in him.
第三，约伯。
So he can be a vessel in God's hand.
约伯他有什么特点呢？
Thirdly, there's Job.
特点那是身在工作，身在但是不凡的工作，使约伯从自己里出来了。
And the Lord had used so much work so that Job can come out of himself.
就在于那个大家急活在自己里头，一个活在自己里头人
，Job's problem before
在黑暗里头
，is that he was living in himself. Whoever lives in
himself
is living in darkness.
And the eyes of the man is veiled. 拯救出来。
So the Lord uses many ways to rescue him from himself.
他们是脱离世，他不受脱离世界的。他不是脱，或者是脱离罪恶的。
So the vessels of in God's hand has to come out of sin. Has to come out of the world.
第三，他们也从自己的
出来救出来。他们
要脱离自己的，不活在自己里头。
And they have to no longer live in themselves.
主的里面，
but lives in
the Lord. 活在圣灵里头。
Lives in the Holy Spirit.
自己里头。
Not in themselves.
这是神所要用的器皿。
And these are the vessels the Lord will use.
榜样摆在我们的跟前。
And he has placed examples before us.
为什么要得到器皿呢？
And why does he want to gain these vessels?
是历史代都要得到一些器皿。
Not only in the Old Testament, but throughout generations. Especially in this New Testament time. We're all saved by his grace.
神要得到我们。
He has called us to be vessels in his hand.
我们是拜借主耶稣再来的。我们是要成全神的旨意的，让神旨意彰显出来的。
And we're here waiting for His coming.
We
want His purpose to be manifested to us.
我们愿意不愿意把我们自己摆在主的手里头，让我们成为一个器皿，被主来
？Are we willing to place ourselves in God's hand?
让主从我们手里
，Are we willing to be a vessel in His hand?
不但这样，并且成为一个工具，给主来使用。主怎样用我们？我们在这个地方。若是我们愿意的话呢，我们都有这样一些主，我愿意，我愿意成为器皿。
We all have the attitude saying, Lord, we are willing. No matter what is your work,
让你得到彰显，让你到世上成全你自己的工作。
For you to be manifested,
我愿意
we work to be accomplished.
好能够
we desire to be your vessel,
那么彰显你的荣耀
to manifest your glory,
带进主耶稣的再来
to bring in the coming of Christ.
这是今天我的一点负担。
That's my burden for today.
交通给弟兄姊妹。
They share that with you.
都有个心愿。
And we all have a desire.
在这个末了的时代。
In this last generation.
当整个世界是那样混乱。
When the whole world is in chaos.
整个人当然下沉。
And all generations have fallen in corruption.
不晓得当然做什么事情。
Even many children of God do not know what they're doing.
也不晓得
They do not know where they come from or where they go.
那今天我们知道神的心意是。
But today,The Lord has revealed to us the will of God. May we place ourselves in God's hand. He can have His way in us.
让神荣耀
that his will and his glory may be manifested and praised. Let us all have such attitude. Let us bow our head in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We know that you are our Lord. You know whom you have elected. You know whom you are using. You place your word in our hearts by the Holy Spirit so that we can have a willing spirit. We're willing to respond to your calling. To place ourselves in your hands, no matter what we go through, however you want to work in us, then work your way. Have your way in us, according to your good purpose, so that your will can be accomplished in us. Let us be a useful, vessel, an honorable vessel. Rescue us from these dishonorable things.
It
will no longer be wooden and earthen vessels, but it will be a gold vessel made of gold or silver. A vessel to honor, useful for the Master. May you have grace on us. Show us mercy. Hear our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.